Thompson Auto Wash is undergoing a significant transformation. The establishment will soon be undergoing a rebranding. They're getting a new look and logo, and their name is changing to Necco's. The decision to rebrand comes as a response to the evolving needs and interests of the community. Thompson Auto Wash changed drastically throughout the years. As they push themselves to meet the needs of their customers, their image and product selection has evolved beyond the offerings expected from a car wash. Things have changed quite a bit. "We aren't the same store we were when we opened 20 years ago," says Teddy. "The name change also brings ease of dealing with suppliers and vendors. Because of the name Thompson Auto Wash, some companies weren't even open to discourse. There was actually a distributor recently that we applied to, and he told me that they only deal with hobby stores. I told him, well, we are a hobby store, it's just the name is Thompson Auto Wash." Teddy continues that not only is it fitting to change the name for their goals as a store, it's also very timely. "Another big thing is that it's our 20th anniversary this year. So we figured may as well do it now." When asked where the new name Necco's originated from, Teddy says, "Growing up, our family had a pet cat named it Necco. The name is an homage to him." Teddy states he was always around when we played video games, board games, and card games. As Necco's is both a game store and car wash, they aim to offer patrons a unique experience catering to both vehicle owners and gaming enthusiasts. In addition to their excellent drive-through touchless car wash and detailing services, Necco's offers a wide selection of gaming products and accessories. Their shelves are lined with board games, card games, figures, statues, plush toys, trading card games, retro video games, home decor, and other collectibles. With the addition of their play space, which seats 12, the store aims to become an area for hobbyists and gaming enthusiasts to connect, explore, and indulge their passions. A lot of work and effort has been poured into creating their play space. Necco's uses it to host multiple events for popular card games. There is at least one event at their store per day, including official tournaments for the Pokemon trading card game, the One Piece card game, and the Dragon Ball Super Fusion World card game. They also host an official league for Disney's Lorcana trading card game, and an unofficial league for Magic: The Gathering. In October, they will add events for the Bandai's upcoming Union Arena card game. Necco's is also the only store in northern Manitoba to be approved to run official Bandai, Disney, and Pokemon card game events. The biggest events that they have hosted so far were a citywide Pokemon tournament for Winterfest 2024, and the Dragon Ball Super Fusion World Celebrations events held in late February, early March. Over $500 in prizes were awarded at the Winterfest tournament. Over a $1,000 worth of exclusive promo cards were handed out at the Dragon Ball events. Towards the middle of March, they hosted a pre-release event for One Piece Card Game's 6th booster set, Wings of the Captain. Participants got to open booster packs from the set a week before it was officially released. They used those cards to build decks that they then used to play against each other in a tournament held for the same event. The transformation from Thompson Auto Wash to Necco's reflects a broader trend of the business adapting to changing consumer preferences and market demands. By diversifying their offerings and embracing innovation and change, Necco's is set to thrive in an ever-changing marketplace, continuing to offer not only quality services and products, but also a unique, fun and safe environment for everyone to enjoy. Please note that our last article contained several inaccuracies. We stated that Necco's was hosting a Pokemon Juniors League at the Thompson Public Library. They have not hosted any leagues at the library since December 2023. We stated that players could earn national credits at their store. This was not true. We stated that they have a points system for their tournaments that was previously only offered in Winnipeg. This is not true. We stated that locals could compete in national level events from their store. This is not true.